federal agencies. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice left the door open today for supporting Mohamed El-Baradei, the head of the UN Nuclear Monitoring Agency, for another term, but she said a decision might depend, quote, on where we come out on Iran. If the Bush administration endorses Director General El-Baradei, that would mean a shift in position. Till now, senior American officials made no secret of their desire to see him out when he completes the current term. Rice and El-Baradei will meet in Washington tomorrow to talk about what he would do with the IAEA in the next couple of years. U.S. officials say North Korea has promised to return to nuclear disarmament talks, but Japan and South Korea are reacting cautiously because there was no firm date set. China says negotiations could resume in a few weeks. A State Department official says North Korean diplomats told the U.S. Monday their government, quote, would return to the six-party process. The U.S., China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea are pushing for North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program. U.S. forces began military training exercises with allies across northern Africa this week, part of a stepped-up campaign against terrorism on that continent. The two-week training initiative started Monday in Chad, Mauritania, Mali, Niger, and for the first time, Algeria. The exercises in Algeria took on added urgency after Islamic insurgents linked to the Al-Qaeda network launched a weekend raid across the border into Mauritania that left 24 people dead. Ethiopian security forces opened fire today on protesters angered by election results, leaving at least 22 people dead in the capital. While European observers said some opposition politicians were placed under house arrest. The Ethiopian government said security forces acted to restore order. The government also said the demonstrations were illegal, and they said organizers would be dealt with sternly. The head of the European Union Observer Mission said some opposition politicians were placed under house arrest. The opposition parties say in the May 15th elections there was widespread fraud and intimidation. This is Air America.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, this is Larry King. If you're drinking orange juice to be healthy, why not consider drinking Welch's 100% grape juice too? According to research, Welch's 100% grape juice has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, so it's actually good for your heart. So while OJ may be a good way to start your day, delicious Welch's grape juice is a great way to enjoy your life. Welch's 100% grape juice. Be heart smart. Pour yourself a glass today.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
This is Rachel Maddow. Just this week, we found out that Medicare's chief medical officer lied about his credentials and got his medical license suspended for a year. Now we find out that the White House point guy on global warming has been personally changing government scientific findings. And no, before you even ask, he is not a scientist. Remember, he's the White House environment guy, so of course he's a former oil lobbyist. Will they fire the fake doctor? Will they fire the fake scientist? Will you keep listening to fake news? Not if you tune in to Thursday's Rachel Maddow Show. Weekday mornings on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seeker. It's about 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. This is the 31st day. This is the 31st day since the Times of London, not the Times of New York or the Times of L.A., but the Times of London reported the existence of the secret memos and the minutes, actual minutes of the meetings wherein the plans were laid out by the Bush crime family for starting a war, based on absolute, carefully constructed lies. Since that time, 1660, 1670, Americans have been killed in combat. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had their legs or their arms, their hands, their eyes, their feet blown off. And tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, including God only knows how many children, have been murdered by the United States. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this story on day 31 on the front page of every newspaper in this country? And why is it not the lead story of every television newscast? And why aren't American media demanding the resignation of both George W. Bush and Dick Cheney? These are war criminals. Now, we have it on very good authority that next week, I believe it's next week, Bush's poodle, Tony Blair, has been summoned to Washington for a meeting. I wonder, when they have little joint press availabilities, I wonder if then a member of the crack White House press corps, or the White House press corps on crack, or however you want to say it, if some reporter in American or British media, I think the American reporters would be way too intimidated to say a damn word, but maybe a British reporter will ask about the collusion between Tony Blair and George W. Bush to invade Iraq based on lies, deceptions, and deliberate constructs that were made of nothing but wet tissue paper. And wet tissue paper and John Bolton's lies are soon to be ambassador to the United Nations. Maybe then, maybe a reporter at that point, when Bush and Blair have their joint press conference or their little photo op or whatever the hell they do, maybe then some reporter will ask these two war criminals, war criminals, say it, war criminals, thank you. These two war criminals, perhaps then we'll be asked some questions. But I'm not holding my breath. Senator John Corzine of New Jersey was on Hardball last week. Brian sent this to me, and In the interview, Corzine was there with a bunch of senators. I think Shelby was there from Alabama. You know, just your usual clutch of half-witted morons. The Republicans are venal and corrupt and insidious, and the Democrats in the Senate are cowardly and nothing but me too, me too, me too with the Republicans. So they were all there for Chris Matthews to slice and dice in his inimitable way. And Matthews had Corzine up, and he said to Corzine, "Senator, do you think the people of New Jersey believe that this war in Iraq is worth fighting, given all the costs so far and the lack of weapons to justify it in the first place?" And Corzine said, "Well, I've seen the poll numbers most recently, and the people in New Jersey believe that this was not the right decision today. They actually did most of the time after the beginning of the war, but now I think they're beginning to see that there has been very little burden sharing, that it has been a very high cost on our nation in both lives and treasure. And I think they are concerned," Corzine went on, "that they were," now listen to the qualifiers, "that they were not necessarily given all the information that they thought they needed or their representatives needed, and if they were given whatever information they had, they feel like it might have been skewed to a bias, and I will tell you that it has been further confirmed by a lot of people that I talked to in my home state and around the country." By the way, is this Bush-Blair meeting in the summer of 2002, which really presaged what was actually going to take place the following March. There was a commitment to go ahead with this, and I think it fits into a pattern that we were shaping the information to meet the policy that had already been decided upon. Okay, let's divide the room. All of you who think that Senator John Corzine made a very powerful, brave statement there, please step over there to the left side of the room. No pushing. Okay, all right, fine. All right, move your chairs. Okay, good, good. Now, those of you who think that John Corzine's comments here on Chris Matthews' program was nothing more but typical Democratic Senator Weasel words, step over to the right. Hold on! Oh, my God! Look, everybody's rushing to the right! Don't watch the chair. They're knocking chairs! They're knocking... Jesus! Calm down! So you feel that strongly about it, huh? Senator Corzine, I don't know. I don't know. You know, where do I stand in the room? I don't know. It's Corzine. Okay, I pronounce it Corzine. It's Corzine. Thanks, Kathy. I mispronounce everything on this program. Wait till I open my email and see. It's Corzine. You know, I have 7,000 people from New Jersey. All right, Corzine. Oh, Jesus. Where do I stand on Corzine's comments? Okay, he gets a mark for bringing it up, for even bringing it up. Of course, I wish Senator Corzine would bring it up on the floor of the Senate. What am I talking about? Today, Bush and South African President Mbeki got together in the White House. Mbeki is here to discuss, according to the press release, bilateral relations. Now, I want to, with South Africa, right? With South Africa. When Dick Cheney was a congressman from where? Where was he from, Kathy? Wyoming? When he was a congressman, he was one of the few members of Congress to vote against freeing Nelson Mandela. Now, the U.S. Congress has nothing to do with freeing Nelson Mandela, obviously, but a resolution by the U.S. Congress calling on the government of Mr. Botha back during the bad old days of apartheid to free Nelson Mandela. Assface, what's his name, when he was a representative from Wyoming, voted no. So here is the president now of South Africa, Mbeki, who succeeded to the presidency, has to sit and do what? Eat dinner with Cheney? Oh, my God. Anyway, they're at their photo op, and somebody asked Too Stupid to Chew a Pretzel, "Mr. President, first for you, what are your thoughts about the fact that Deep Throat has been outed? Mr. President, is he a hero in your mind?" Is he...
He was, it's all for me to judge, learning more about the situation. All I can tell you is that It was a revelation that caught me by surprise, and I thought it was very interesting. I'm looking forward to reading about it, reading about his relationship with the news media. It's a brand new story. For a lot of us who've been wondering a long time who he was.
Oh, my God, it's a brand new story if you're under the age of 20. What does he say? It's hard for me to judge. I'm learning more about the situation. All I can tell you is it caught me by surprise. I'm looking forward to reading about her, reading about his relationship. But you don't read. Halfwit, you've said many times. You never read the news. You never listen. You have your staff do it for you. Oh, by the way, too stupid, they made a movie about his relationship with the news media 20 years ago. And there's been, I don't know, 40, 50, 100 books on that exact subject. It's a brand new story for a lot of us who have been wondering a long time who it was. Oh, please, can we do a break here real quick? For what you believe in. Speak up. Tell somebody nothing.
Shake up the status quo. The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today!
In the beginning, there was earth, water, and air, and it was good. Once... Planet check.
Recently, the Senate Energy Committee passed its own version of energy legislation.
This is a more moderate approach, unlike the very partisan Republican-dominated House version.
That's Frank O'Donnell, president of Clean Air Watch.
There are a number of provisions in the Senate bill, including one that would reduce oil imports by 1 million barrels a day.
Energy legislation is important, for it will set national energy policy for years to come.
Probably late June, the entire U.S. Senate will take up the energy bill, and there are likely to be fights on the floor of the Senate on all of the major issues,
including limits on global warming pollution, better fuel economy standards, and requirements for renewable energy.
How that's going to play out, I can't tell you yet, but it's going to be a very spirited battle.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music. ShapeYourMind.com.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail. For a free quote, 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095.
I glance at the headlines just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving. Rarely read the stories. Best way to get the news is from objective sources. And the most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world.
Oh, my God. So there he sits with Mbeki, the president of South Africa, and somebody asked him about the and I'm so sick of this story also. I got sick of it 30 years ago, you know, the whole Whitewater thing. Okay, bottom line, Nixon was a criminal. I'm sorry, Watergate. Nixon was a criminal and a crook and played his role in mass murder like so many Republicans do. Everybody together now. And his staff was just an outrageous collection of cockroaches from the Attorney General. Does this sound familiar? All the way through his advisors, his secretaries, his staff people. They were anti-black. They were anti-Semitic. They were anti-Catholic. They were anti-woman. They were anti-everything. He had utter contempt for people who believed in peace. This guy who was brought up by a Quaker mother, she's probably spinning in Quaker hell or heaven, wherever she went to, knowing that her son was responsible for how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of deaths. Why is it that Republicans always bring so much blood slopping up to the shores of this country? I don't know. But I'm so sick of the Watergate story. I'm so sick of seeing these ex-cons who were sent to prison, the ones who are still alive, or the ones who escaped, like Pat Buchanan and the rest of these thugs, talking about how Mark Felt, Deep Throat, was breaking the law. Here comes a bad word. These sons of bitches have the nerve to say that Mark Felt broke the law by going to the newspaper. He couldn't go to the FBI. It was run by Patrick Gray, who is nothing more than a goldfish for the Bush, Nixon crime family. Oh, my God, I'm going to scream and rip my hair out in huge bloody chunks here in a minute. But here sits George Bush today with the president of South Africa saying, all I can tell you is it was a revelation, caught me by surprise. I'm looking forward to reading about his relationship with the news media. It's a brand new story for a lot of us. Those of us who did cocaine all through the 70s and who was a drunk all through the 80s, yeah, it's a brand new story. What are you talking about? Watergate, what's that? Oh, God, that's good stuff, man. Here, lay out another line for me, will you? You know, someday I'm going to be president. Oh, Jesus, that burns. Here, let me put some on my gums.
Whoa, man, I can't talk. Wow, that's pretty good stuff. Well, hold on just a minute. Damn. Okay.
Woo! That's some of that Peruvian flake. Isn't it? Man,
wait till Jeb hears about this.
Watergate? I don't know anything about Watergate. Wait a minute. Is that an apartment? You know, I think one of my dealers lived there. Damn, it's all coming back. No, I don't want it to come back. Never mind. How can the President of the United States... Oh, never mind. Screw it. Let me move on. The reason I'm upset about... what's his name? Tony Blair. You know, he and Bush are going to be here together. I think it's next week. And maybe some reporter will ask about the memos and the meetings and the plots and the subplots and the lies and the death and the destruction and the dishonor these two men have brought to their respective countries, but I doubt it. The reason it upsets me is because recently I saw, once again, a two-year-old movie. It came out around Christmas 2003. Did you all ever see Love, Actually? Hugh Grant... Liam Neeson, who else is it? Billy Bob Thornton, Alan Rickman. God, I love Alan Rickman. Emma Thompson, who else? Laura Linney. Just a sterling class. Probably the best group of British cinema actors going right now. There's some good Americans too, yeah. But I mean, just the creme de la creme of the British screen in that movie, a British comedy. If you can watch Love Actually and not cry, you're dead. You're absolutely just, you're not alive. It's mostly happy. You know, happy tears. How long has it been since you've been to a movie? Is it? There you go. I just love this movie. Ah! Huh? Remember when you used to do that? We were watching it over, was it Memorial Day weekend, Kathy? We were watching it, you know, we're laying up in bed watching it, you know. And we got the big box of Kleenex, you know. And you just have to stop eating the popcorn because your throat starts to tighten up. It's like, I just want to go hang out with them in the movie. You know, where that wall just totally breaks down. You don't know what's reality and what's the movie. I love this movie, Love Actually. Okay, here's the point. Hugh Grant plays kind of a Tony Blair character. And, of course, Billy Bob Thornton plays kind of a George Bush, Bill Clinton character. And the Tony Blair character more or less tells the Bush Clinton character to go pound sand. And it's a great moment. It's a great moment in the film. I love the film. If you haven't seen it, Love, Actually, you got to get it. So in my head now, Hugh Grant is Tony Blair. And I can't get it out of my head. And I think to myself about the movie, and I was like, John, I just hate it. Now it's screwed up forever. Oh, damn. All right, let me get a tissue. Would you believe it? If this were a movie, I could get up and leave it. Yeah, if this were a movie, I could get up and leave it.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
From TNT, executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, a six-week television event. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
This summer's most anticipated television event, Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it tonight at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
For the best in hard-hitting investigative journalism, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, see why the news you get on global warming may be distorted, thanks to ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks. Learn how hospitals charge uninsured people four times as much as HMOs for the same services. Plus, catch an interview with the celebrated 28-year-old author Jonathan Safran Foer. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you the best in independent news at ReadMojo.com.
Okay, you want to find a better car insurance rate, so you curl up with a good phone book. And soon you realize this could take a lifetime. It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. With one call to Progressive, you'll get our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and get all the information you need with just one phone call.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Maker Village, Ohio.
You're listening to the sounds of MDC, featuring the vocals of Michael Dean Carr and the legendary rhythm section of Chuck Rainey and Bernard Purdy. MDC are bringing their original mix of rock, jazz, and R&B to B.B. King's Blues Club and Grill on June 9th at 8 o'clock. If you've listened to Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, The Rascals, Steely Dan, Paul Simon, or James Brown, you've heard members of MDC tear it up. And on June 9th, you can see them tear it up live at B.B. King's. A portion of the proceeds from this show will benefit City Harvest. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 day of show at the door. Get your tickets now by heading to the Air America Radio website at www.airamericaradio.com and click on the show's link. MDC, live at B.B. King's, one night only, June 9th at 8 p.m. Go to airamericaradio.com, click on shows, and get your tickets now.
Here in New York, the official bird is the eastern bluebird, the official flower is the rose, and the unofficial amphibian is the gecko. You didn't know that? Well, then you must never have called GEICO for your free rate quote on car insurance. Or if you've called before, it's time to call again. You could discover the impressive savings that makes New Yorkers love the gecko almost as much as they love the official animal, the beaver. In fact, GEICO drivers are so happy with their decision to switch that they've given us one of the highest satisfaction ratings in the business. Are you ready to move to a higher level of satisfaction and savings? Call GEICO. Like New York's official motto says, ever upward. Except when it comes to car insurance rates, of course.
To find out how much you could save by switching to GEICO, give us a call at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Or log on to GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely.
Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Not always love you, but long as there are stars that love you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave
We could just kick back and listen to the soundtrack.
Now, let's get deep into some more hate.
I was just at Democratic Underground looking at the thread that folks start there for the Malloy program every night. And apparently the post says the moral relativists, that would be the right-wingers and the people who do 99.9% of talk radio in this country, you know, the thugs, the bastards, the liars, the cheats, the sneaks, the murderers by proxy, are now comparing Mr. Felt with Linda Tripp. Can you believe these bastards? I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. They're going to tie it to Clinton. Jesus. This is 30 some years ago. Nixon was out there bombing, you know, doing more damage than Bush has done so far, murdering all sorts of people, killing and slaughtering, and we had a Justice Department that was in the toilet, and liars and cheats, and these punks and thugs in modern day America are comparing that to Linda Tripp and Bill Clinton's thingy with his girlfriend. You people, let me say something here. Stand back away from your radios, all your truth seekers. This is addressed to the Bush supporters and the Limbaugh listeners. You people are scum. You are just filthy. You are the stuff that gets on the bottom of my shoes when I walk down 34th Street in Midtown Manhattan. You just make me sick. Now, you all have heard the story, I'm sure, of this guy, Arar, and I'm sorry, I'm just drawing a blank on his first name, the Canadian citizen who was stopped as he tried to... He was born in Syria. He was an engineer. He lived in Canada, in Ottawa. And in 2002, he was coming back into the United States, connecting flight, I believe, on returning from a vacation in Tunisia. And he was picked up by these psychopaths in the Bush crime family. And he was deported to Syria, where he was jailed for nearly a year and was tortured. You see, the Bush crime family will work with Syria when they want someone tortured, just like we will work with Mubarak in Egypt when we want somebody tortured. We will work with the Saudis when we want somebody tortured. We will work with the Indonesians when we want someone tortured. We will work with Singapore when we want someone tortured. We will work. You see how this works? You see how this works? Of course you do. Of course you do. So Arar was finally released. Went back, got back to Canada. And it's been a cause celeb since he's been back there. As a matter of fact, there was an inquiry that is in process right now, even as we speak, to find out what happened, why a Canadian citizen was treated like this and sent to a third country to be tortured. What the hell happened? All right. A senator from the Liberal Party in Canada, Pierre Debonnet, told the inquiry today. Hello?
Told the inquiry today that he was approached by Americans who were willing, when they had Mr. Arar in custody back in 2002, they were willing to turn him over to the Canadians without sending him to Syria or anything. Just here, take him. But the Americans had some conditions. Our Senator Debonnet testified, the Americans said to the Canadians, we are ready to give you back Mr. Arar on the condition that you bring him back to Canada, you incarcerate him, you make charges against him. And the Canadian authorities said no. The Canadian Charter of Freedoms, which is like the U.S. Bill of Rights, does not allow us to do what you're asking. We don't have grounds to do this to this man. So what happened? The Bush Nazis, at that point, when they couldn't coerce the Canadian government into breaking the law the way the Bush Nazis are breaking the law, they sent him to Syria, where he was tortured. Now, what is this guy, Arar? He is like you and me. He is just a nobody, except to his family, his friends, his God, his lovers, his family. You know, a nobody. But to the Bush crime family, to the Bush Nazis, This guy became somebody that they could do this to. It's called rendition. We call that practice rendition. Or as Bush would probably say to reporters, we call it remission. That means when you... Jesus Christ. It's astonishing. Do you realize... You do, don't you, Truth Seeker? And I don't care if you're left or right. You do understand, don't you, the sort of cabal that's running this country. You do understand that, right? That will lie us into a war that will demand of other governments to violate their equivalent to our Bill of Rights in order to justify the detention or arrest of somebody who should not have been detained or arrested. And the Canadians in this case said, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. We have laws in this country, you psychopathic Nazis. We can't do it. It's called the Charter of Freedoms up here. It's like your Bill of Rights that you people are urinating all over. And we're not going to do it. So as a result of that refusal on the part of the Canadians to violate the law, as per the request of the Bush crime family, Mr. Arar was sent to Syria, where he was tortured. This is who we are now, okay? Get used to it. This is who we are. Of course, Romney says we don't have gulags and we don't do this, and we're very transparent. Huh? This is who we are. This is who we are. This is the United States of America. Whether you like it or not, Truth Seeker, and again, I don't care if you're gay, straight, Jew, Gentile, Democrat, Republican, left, right, man, woman, it doesn't matter. This is your country now. This is what we do. This is what we do. How does it make you feel? It makes me so ashamed. It just makes me want to hang my head in shame. Jesus. A couple of weeks ago, back on May 15th, Sunday, in the... New York, Washington Post. While we were focused on something else. I don't know what the hell we were focused on 2 weeks ago. I have no idea. But we were focused on something. Article. The B section of the Washington Post, page one. And it talks about something called the Interim Global Strike Alert Order. And what this was back in the summer of 2004, Rumsfeld approved this top-secret thing called Interim Global Strike Alert Order. That directs the United States military to assume and maintain readiness to attack hostile countries that are developing weapons of mass destruction, specifically Iran and Korea, North Korea. Okay? Now, not countries who have acted aggressively toward the United States, but just if they're developing weapons of mass nuclear weapons, then Rumsfeld issued what is called Interim Global Strike Alert Order that directs the military to maintain readiness to attack them. Global strike, that's what it's called, Interim Global Strike Alert Order. Global strike, in shorthand, includes a nuclear option. Let me say that again. Rumsfeld has ordered that the U.S. military be on alert and ready to use nuclear weapons as a first strike attack without provocation on a country that may be developing nuclear components to build nuclear weapons or not. It is up to Rumsfeld and Cheney and Wolfowitz and the rest of the American Nazis. Do you understand this? Global strike includes a nuclear option. Now, this runs totally counter, of course, to what we have told the world for the past half century, that the only use for nuclear weapons by the United States or anybody should be defensive, ever. And even then, no. They're just there. The threat of using them. It's called MAD, Mutual Assured Destruction. And other than the 8-9 million people who were killed in proxy wars during the Cold War from 1945 until 1989, the United States and the Soviet Union never had a hot confrontation. Of course, like I said, 8 or 9 million people died in the proxy wars in Africa, Central America, Southeast Asia, Central Asia, Middle East. So, that option is now on the table. Nuclear weapons. These murderers are going to lead us into it. Do you understand that? Now, according to the Post, Global strike has become one of the core missions for the Omaha-based Strategic Command. Now, it used to be called Strategic Air Command, if I'm not mistaken, way back in the day. Strategic Command, or it's now called STRATCOM. STRATCOM, it used to be STRATCOM only oversaw the nation's nuclear forces. Now it has responsibility for overseeing a global strike plan that has both conventional and nuclear options. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Huh? Now, why don't we talk about this 2 weeks ago? This came out. It was in the Washington Post. There's a little bit more here. And I want to share it with you when we come back. All right? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Now he works at an altar. There's a stagnant pool. And when he sees his reflection, he's perfumed. Yeah, he's a person to fail to play. He wants it all. He wants it his way.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Larry King. If you're drinking orange juice to be healthy, why not consider drinking Welch's 100% grape juice, too? According to research, Welch's 100% grape juice has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it's actually good for your heart. So while OJ may be a good way to start your day, delicious Welch's grape juice is a great way to enjoy your life. Welch's 100% grape juice. Be heart smart. Pour yourself a glass today.
From TNT, executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, a six-week television event. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
This summer's most anticipated television event, Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it tonight at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are non-profit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
It's about 10 before the hour. So here we have it. Global strike. Which is interim global strike alert order, which has been handed off to STRATCOM, the Omaha, Nebraska-based strategic command, now has a nuclear option, which means very simply that not at the say-so of the United States Congress, the House or the Senate, not at the say-so of the United Nations, not at the say-so of we the people, but at the say-so of these murderous Nazis who are now running the United States, a little group of maybe 8 or 9 of them, a decision can be made to use nuclear weapons to attack without direct provocation another country. And there's one thing about having the authority to do that. They only grant themselves authority to do that if they're going to do it. I mean, it's no fun to have that authority. See, we're outside the parameters now of the so-called Cold War. We're the only bear gorilla left stalking the planet. Oh, I know Russia still has lots of nukes, but we still have them sufficiently targeted that Putin understands very clearly that if the United States wants to throw a couple of nukes at Iran or North Korea, that Putin better sit there and be very quiet. And if he starts to pee his pants, do it quietly, because if he feels a little froggy, Rumsfeld and Cheney will jump, and that'll be the end of Putin. Okay? So here we are. STRATCOM now has responsibility for overseeing a global strike plan with both conventional and nuclear options. That's called a full spectrum global strike option. And it was described in a January 2003 classified directive describing it as, quote, a capability to deliver rapid extended range precision kinetic and non-kinetic effects in support of theater and national objectives. That means nuclear and conventional war. Now, it's called CON Plan 8022, and it's different from other war plans. It anticipates two different scenarios here. The first is a response to a specific or imminent nuclear threat, say in North Korea. Now, the nuclear threat will be like the threat from, remember the threat from Iraq. They could go nuclear in 15 minutes. Remember that. This is why I'm bringing this up. These sons of bitches they will lie, cheat, and steal in order to cause more death and destruction. So, if they create a threat in North Korea, a quick reaction, very highly choreographed strike would combine pinpoint bombing, nuclear weapons, electronic warfare, cyber attacks to disable even the possibility of a North Korean response. Now, if somebody comes by your house and decides you're going to come in and kill your husband and boil your children, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to grab your weapon and you're going to defend your house, aren't you? Huh? Because you're a tough broad. Now, supposing they come by while you're all asleep and they want to kill your husband and boil your children. And what they do is first burn your house down. What are you going to do then, ma'am? This is the plan. The second scenario involves a more generic attack on so-called adversaries' weapons of mass destruction infrastructure. Assume, for argument's sake, that Iran announces that it's going to build a nuclear weapon. Crash program, going to build a nuclear weapon. Here comes Conplan 8022, nuclear weapons. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know where physicians, not Physicians for Social Responsibility. What's the group that has the doomsday clock? You know, the how many minutes to midnight? What is that group? Oh my God. I wonder where they have the clock set now. Now, that was in the Washington Post on the 15th. Last week in Haaretz, in Israel, headline of the article, the U.S. removes the nuclear brakes. It says, under the cloak of secrecy imparted by use of military code names, the American administration has been taking a big and dangerous step that will lead to the transformation of the nuclear bomb into a legitimate weapon for waging war. Now, that's how Haaretz reports it. Don't you think the Washington Post should have reported it the same way? Huh? Ever since the terror attack, it says here, of September 11th, the Bush administration has actually gradually done away with all the nuclear brakes that characterized American policy during the Cold War. No longer are nuclear bombs considered the weapon of last resort. No longer is the nuclear bomb the ultimate means of deterrence against nuclear powers, which the United States would never be the first to employ. And listen to this. This is from our ally Israel, from the newspaper Haaretz. Listen. In the era of a single ruthless superpower whose leadership intends to shape the world according to its own forceful worldview, nuclear weapons have become an attractive instrument for waging war, even against enemies that do not possess nuclear arms. This is who we are, Truth Seeker. How does it feel?
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hey, Dad, I'm home.
Hi, son. Your school, your day. How was your school today?
It was okay.
So you and your friends, what's their names? You could have them over for lunch sometime. Here, today, though, huh?
Yeah, sure, Dad.
It's not always easy to talk to your kids. You can't always be a friend to them. Do you have any friends you respect? So, instead, why not try yelling at them?
Where the hell have you been?
At school. It's Monday.
Oh, sure. You're just getting stoned, you and your stoner friends.
Ted and Carol aren't stoners. You don't know them. You don't know anything.
I don't know them because they're drug addicts, and I don't let stoners in my house.
I'm bringing them here if I want. I hate you. I hate you.
Don't you walk out on me. I'm still talking.
Bring your family together. Yell at them. It worked for your parents, and it should work for you, too. Brought to you by the Council to Get Families Yelling Again.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother...
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan?
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film. Dialogue editor. Music recordist. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced digital audio training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
As a small business owner, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once, buying items you need for your business while at the same time buying items you need for your home. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low costs on items for your home as you do on items for your business. You've got a lot going on. Count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Janice Rogers Brown confirmed. The U.S. Senate confirmed Janice Rogers Brown for the U.S. Appeals Court, ending a two-year battle. The 56-43 vote, the result of an agreement reached last month that averted the showdown between Republicans and Democrats over filibustering judicial nominees. And then the Senate voted on ending the filibuster of former Alabama Attorney General William Pryor, the last of the three nominees the Democrats had agreed to clear. A deeply divided House of Representatives committee has approved a bill which would mandate withholding 50% of U.S. dues to the United Nations unless it carries out specified reforms. The measure recommended for House passage by the International Relations Committee. The Bush administration opposed the bill on grounds the U.S. is obliged to pay its U.N. assessment. Committee Chairman Henry Hyde, Republican from Illinois, said, quote, "You can't have reform unless you withhold dues." The U.S. is the biggest financial contributor to the U.N., paying about 22% of the annual $2 billion general budget. George Bush today left open the possibility the U.S. prison camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, could be shut down. That follows mounting criticism from former President Jimmy Carter and others. Bush said, quote, "We're exploring all alternatives as to how best to do the main objective, which is to protect America." The Pentagon disclosed last week that U.S. guards or interrogators at Guantanamo kicked and stepped on the Quran. That prison holds over 500 detainees now. Some of them have been there more than 3 years with no charges filed against them. The U.S. Army appears likely to fall short of its full-year recruiting goal for the first time since 1999. That raises longer-term questions about a military embroiled in its first protracted wars since the switch from the draft to a volunteer force 32 years ago. The latest opinion polls show many young people and parents are wary of Army service because of the likelihood of being sent into combat in Iraq or Afghanistan. U.S. troops are dying at a rate of 2 a day in Iraq, more than 2 years after the start of the war. Although the Army will not release its numbers officially till Friday, it reportedly is falling 25% short of its target of signing up 6,700 recruits in May. That gap would have been even wider except that the target was lowered by 1,350. The Army also missed its monthly targets in April, March, and February. Each month was worse than the month before. And in addition to the problems with the regular Army, the Army National Guard and the Army Reserve are reportedly even farther behind in their recruiting efforts so far this year. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Dad, Pop, Padre, no matter what you call him, he deserves something cool this Father's Day. And you'll find it at Radio Shack's Father's Day sales event, like the Sprint PCS Vision Picture Phone PM8200 by Sanyo. Right now, you can get it for only $59.99. Come on, this Father's Day, get your dad a gift he'll love. Hurry into Radio Shack's Father's Day sales event today. Good through 6-22-05 with credit approval and start purchase and activation of a new line of service with a two-year agreement. $150 early termination and $36 activation fees apply. See printed materials in-store for details.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Ring of Fire.
Are you a dropout or a drug addict? Well, the U.S. military might want you, and they'll do just about anything to enlist you. I'm Mike Papantonio.
And I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Join us this week on Ring of Fire as we talk to a counter-recruiter who's telling teenagers the truth about military life in wartime.
We'll also explore why so many union members have strayed off the progressive path. Wake up! The Republicans really are not on your side.
Ring of Fire this week on Air America Radio.
Now, as you were warned, right, last night, that first hour was pre-recorded. Not pre-recorded, what the hell am I trying to say? I think it was from last Thursday or Friday. Okay, we're live. It's Wednesday night. It's 11:07 Eastern time. Hello. Yep, the microphone's on. I'm not going to go through the Downing Street memo preamble to the program because driving back from the Film and Video Award ceremony I went to as a presenter, not as a winner. I was listening to me on the radio. I don't know how you people stand it. I had to turn it off and switch to NPR and listen to some classical music. Oh, my God. Shrieking Freak? That was just, I'm driving through Atlanta neighborhoods trying to make it from Midtown out here to the studio, and I've got AM 1690 on, which is where you hear the program here in Atlanta, and I listened to the opening theme music and this and that, and I thought, well, you know, it doesn't sound too bad, and then I started listening to what I was talking. Do I use language like that on the air? Oh, my God. Yeah, and I was saying Corzine a lot. Right. So I get in here tonight and I look in, and apparently a lot of folks didn't realize that was first hour was from last week. So once again, I got 30 emails. It's Corzine! All right. But that's terrible. I've got to stop saying the word son of a bitch. I just got to stop saying it. It sounds awful coming over the air, doesn't it, Kathy? Huh? Kathy's been telling me that, you know. All right. I'm going to try to clean up my language a little bit. But what a bizarre program. Somebody, I can just imagine somebody tuning in for the first time and they hear this screaming psychotic liberal, you know, and they go, what the hell? Get the kids and old ladies off the street. This guy's out of control. Guy walks up to the border patrol with a chainsaw. Sounds like the beginning of a joke, doesn't it? Huh? Guy driving through Midtown Atlanta listening to a screaming liberal on the radio. All right.
The number here is 866-303-2270 for future reference. We're going to do 2 hours tonight and bail out of here in about an hour and 51 minutes. Talk about Orwellian policies. First, as we all know, first the Bush crime family shaped and fabricated all this non-intelligence that went into justifying the illegal invasion and subsequent slaughter of 1,600 and how many dead do we have now? Good God, what's it up to now? 1,684 thousands of U.S. soldiers with limbs blown off, tens of thousands of dead Iraqis. So we now know that. Now we find out that they hired oil lobbyists to rewrite scientific studies on the environment to fix their energy policy. These people are beyond criminal. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Have you? You right-wingers, is this okay with you? You half-wits, is this okay with you? You know, and as an aside, I don't understand why the military is having trouble with their recruitment. Huh? Didn't 51% of the American population vote for George, or 51% of whoever voted, according to the results, voted for Bush? Now, we know the results were a lie, but let's play along. Let's just pretend. You know, we're in Bush world, we're in bizarre world, we're in fantasy land. Let's just pretend. How many votes did he get? 100 million? Out of all those votes, how many of those pigs have children, piglets, that they should be contributing to go kill and be killed? What's wrong with you Republican pigs that have piglets that are old enough to strap on a weapon and go over to Iraq and kill towel heads? Huh? What's wrong with you pigs? Are your piglets so precious? Are your piglets more precious than somebody who can't afford to put their kid in school, can't afford to... you know what I'm saying, huh? Where are the right-wingers? How's come you right-wing pigs have not donated your children? Come on, you can do it. Get 17-year-old Johnny and 18-year-old Mary and just say to them, Jesus Christ and George Bush wants you to go kill Muslims. And you're going to be killed eventually or have an arm blown off. But that's right. It's a higher calling, my little piglets. Why don't you people do that? Huh? You disgust me. God, you disgust me. Anyway, now we find out that the Bush crime family hired oil lobbyists to rewrite and fix the environmental policy. See, they don't care if your kid has asthma. They don't care how they are further destroying, utterly and absolutely destroying the environment. They just figure, hey, we can hop on a corporate jet and go to some island someplace. We'll be okay. And what the freaks don't understand is that island they go to is soon going to be underwater. Of course, not in their lifetime, so they don't care. They fixed their energy policy. Not only that, now we also find out that the morons' decision not to sign the United States onto the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty was partly a result of pressure from ExxonMobil. I'll get to that in a second. No, these are two separate stories. They're not the same story. It's unbelievable. Why do they? Why does the Bush crime family hate the human race so much? Why do they hate every living thing on this planet? Why are they so eaten up with hate? A lot of people say, I get emails, you're eaten up with hate. No, I'm not. I'm eaten up with anger. But these people hate us. They hate us. We are nothing to them. Americans are nothing. Russians are nothing. Kazakhs are nothing. Afghans are nothing. Iraqis are nothing. Trees are nothing. Lakes and streams and bushes and squirrels and nothing. It's nothing. This is the most pro-mega-death organization I've ever heard of. I mean, even the historical predators, the ones who raged across the known world at the time of their predations, at least left something alive. These people want to kill everything. I just absolutely hate them. To these people, to the Bush crime family and the thugs who support them, the entire planet and everything on it, is just a, call it a living sacrifice on the altar of big corporate profits and political empire. How did this happen to my country, my government? Well, it happened because they cheated. How much longer are we going to put up with this? When are we going to take to the streets? Is anybody else asking that on this network? I don't know anymore. I tend to not listen to anything during the day. I've gotten to that point. Except I told you we have cable or dish or whatever the hell we have. I don't know what we have, but we get all these music channels, and I just turn on music. Light classical. And let it play. But is anybody else bringing up now, and I frankly don't care one way or the other, but I'm just curious. Is anybody else bringing up it's time to take to the streets? It's time to put 2, 3, 8, 10, 20 million people in the street. Isn't it? Nobody's listening to us. Media has failed us. Government has failed us. They are working jointly to move us into a fascist state. Are we just going to sit here? Are we really not going to do anything? I know September 24th, 5th, and 6th, there are massive demonstrations planned in D.C., and that's a good thing. Maybe that's where it will start. Maybe it will start sooner. Maybe something will start spontaneously. But isn't it time? Isn't it time? They are destroying our planet. They are taking us into illegal and unnecessary and fraudulent wars. They're cutting off support systems for our sick and our poor. What does it take, Truth Seeker? Huh? What does it take? What does it take before we say, that's it? I don't know. I'm curious. Hey, Farmer, put away your DDT. I don't care about spots on my apples. Leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it all seem to go? And you don't know what you got till it's gone. The deep paradise, put them a fucking line. Hey, now they pay paradise to put up a fucking line.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
Greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
For the best in hard-hitting investigative journalism, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, see why the news you get on global warming may be distorted, thanks to ExxonMobil's donations to journalists and think tanks. Learn how hospitals charge uninsured people four times as much as HMOs for the same services. Plus, catch an interview with the celebrated 28-year-old author Jonathan Safran Foer. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you the best in independent news at readmojo.com.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
In the beginning, there was earth, water, and air, and it was good. Once,
climate change.
Planet Check.
Planet Check.
Recently, the Senate Energy Committee passed its own version of energy legislation.
This is a more moderate approach, unlike the very partisan Republican-dominated House version.
That's Frank O'Donnell, president of Clean Air Watch.
There are a number of provisions in the Senate bill, including one that would reduce oil imports by 1 million barrels a day.
Energy legislation is important, for it will set national energy policy for years to come.
Probably late June, the entire U.S. Senate will take up the energy bill, and there are likely to be fights on the floor of the Senate on all of the major issues,
including limits on global warming pollution, better fuel economy standards, and requirements for renewable energy.
How that's going to play out, I can't tell you yet, but it's going to be a very spirited battle.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Piramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music. Piramind.com.
You're listening to the sounds of MDC, featuring the vocals of Michael Dean Carr and the legendary rhythm section of Chuck Rainey and Bernard Purdy. MDC are bringing their original mix of rock, jazz, and R&B to B.B. King's Blues Club and Grill on June 9th at 8 o'clock. If you've listened to Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, The Rascals, Steely Dan, Paul Simon, or James Brown, you've heard members of MDC tear it up. And on June 9th, you can see them tear it up live at B.B. King's. A portion of the proceeds from this show will benefit City Harvest. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 day of show at the door. Get your tickets now by heading to the Air America Radio website at www.airamericaradio.com and click on the show's link. MDC, live at B.B. King's, one night only, June 9th at 8 p.m. Go to airamericaradio.com, click on shows, and get your tickets now.
What happens in those forests, because of lousy federal policy, is they grow to be they're not harvested.
Well, that's the problem with forests. There you go, Drew Sigler. So here's the story: a White House official who once led the oil industry's fight against limits on greenhouse gases, you know, a whore for the destruction of the environment of this planet, has, excuse me, repeatedly edited government climate reports in ways that play down the links between such emissions and global warming. Now, that's according to internal U.S. government documents. In handwritten notes on drafts of several reports issued in 2002 and 2003, the official, one Philip Cooney, removed or adjusted descriptions of climate research that government scientists and their supervisors had already approved. Government scientists. So, you know that government scientists, well, I don't know, is that like the old Soviet government scientists? Does that mean that the reports, even in their original form, were kind of weak? Well, there may be a link. And this this thug, Philip Cooney, this oil company executive, or I'm sorry, a lobbyist, changed the reports. Now, why? Well, the changes, and there were dozens of them, according to the Times, the changes tend to produce an air of doubt about findings that most climate experts say are genuine, real, robust. Now, Cooney is chief of staff for the White House Council on Environmental Quality. That's the office that helps devise and promote policies on environmental issues. So he's a scientist, right? No, he's a lawyer with a bachelor's degree in economics. He has no scientific training whatsoever. And before going to the White House in 2001 with the Bush crime family, he was what is called the climate team leader and a lobbyist at the American Petroleum Institute, a climate team leader. Is there anything more evil? Well, I guess Hitler would be more evil. I guess Pol Pot would be more evil, but maybe not in the long run. You know, Hitler was responsible
directly and indirectly, for the deaths of 50 million. Pol Pot for the deaths of 3 million. You know, Dick Nixon for the deaths of 3 or 4 million. It's hard, right? When you get to Stalin, the deaths of another 50 million. Mao, another 30 million. When you get up to those numbers, it's really difficult, isn't it? It's no longer death, it's elimination. It's difficult to conceive of death on a greater scale than what? 20, 30? I don't know. But a climate team leader at the American Petroleum Institute who alters scientific documents in a way that guarantees the death of this planet. Is that hyperbole? Is that too over the top, Kathy? Am I being too over the top there? If we can't breathe, if the atmosphere heats up, if the climate change develops to the point where there is massive melting of polar ice, if the sea levels rise, if yada, 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 if tropical diseases and vermin are loosed into the temperate zones and the resulting unprotected populations for all these kinds of weird diseases collapse and die, is that greater than Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, Dick Nixon, Mao? Is it greater than? Is it not? Is it the same? Does it not matter? Who cares? A climate team leader. Now, his job, working at the White House, is to destroy the evidence. To destroy the evidence. If this were a crime scene, and in my opinion, the Bush White House is a crime scene, it's an ongoing crime scene, there's all sorts of crimes committed there, fraud, murder, rape. It just continues. It just never stops. But at a crime scene out here on the street, if I walk into the local Quick Check or 7-Eleven or whatever the hell, one of these little convenience stores, and shoot the clerk dead and take the money, the police show up and they secure the crime scene. Now, if a detective comes in and starts altering what's at the crime scene, that detective or whoever is in deep doo-doo. But this guy, Philip Cooney, he was paid to alter the crime scene. And he's being paid. And guess who's paying his salary? You are. And I am. Huh? You like that? There's kind of a weird synchronicity to that, isn't there? Yeah? He's trying to kill us, and we're paying him to make sure that he does an efficient job in killing us. Isn't that nice? Oh, there's more. Stick around. See, you knew tonight was just going to be a typical night on the Malloy program, didn't you, huh? All fun and frivolity? Stick around.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? Dry cat food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy.
Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using Age 57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. Age 57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an Age 57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of Age 57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
From TNT, executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, a six-week television event from the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
This summer's most anticipated television event, Into the West. Three chances to watch every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it tonight at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
So, it begins again.
Hi, friends. On June 6th, the Al Franken Show will return to Sundance Channel every weeknight at 11:30 p.m. Once again, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Am I really as young as I sound? Does Catherine really wear an eye patch? Tune in on June 6th at 11:30 and every weeknight for the rest of your life and find out. You'll also hear and see the most stimulating and amusing interviews, commentary, and comedy in today's crap-packed media universe. Get the facts, get the analysis, get the truth. Starting June 6th, weeknights at 11:30 p.m. only on Sundance Channel. For listings, log on to sundancechannel.com.
How does America say dry eye relief?
Similisan.
Similisan?
Similisan.
However they pronounce it, people agree. Homeopathic Similisan is the over-the-counter way to dry eye relief. They know that eye doctor recommended Similisan stimulates your eye's natural ability to moisturize themselves. No harsh chemicals, no known side effects, just fast, healthy relief. So no matter how you ask for it,
Similisan.
Similisan.
Similisan means healthy relief. Similisan dry eye relief at retailers everywhere.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Jerry Springer.
Remember, we chose to start this war. So if we chose to start it, don't you think we should have been prepared before we went in to start it? That we made sure that troops were well armored and protected, sufficient intelligence to know what the response would be? We would secure the ammunition dumps? It just goes on and on.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Any collective approach is one based upon sound science and not based upon science.
You halfwit. Oh, my God, you halfwit. So anyway, here we are, a new scandal. A White House official who once led the oil industry's fight against limits on greenhouse gases, has been editing and changing government climate reports in ways that made the problem seem less critical, less life-threatening. And it's coming out now. The documents were obtained by the New York Times from the Government Accountability Project, which is a private group that provides legal assistance to government whistleblowers. So maybe there are still a few deep throats around, huh? Now, the Times called the White House and wanted to talk to Philip Cooney. He's the little rat bastard who is doing this little thug with a bachelor's degree in economics. Not that there's anything wrong with a bachelor's degree in economics. I mean, if that's what you have, bless you. But you know what I'm saying. So this little halfwit who is another one of the cockroaches that works for George Bush and the Bush crime family, altering these documents. So the Times called, and they wanted to talk to him. And a White House spokeswoman, someone named Michelle St. Martin, said that Mr. Cooney would not be made available for comment. Why? Quote, "We don't put Phil Cooney on the record. He's not a cleared spokesman," end quote. Oh, you sons of bitches. Whoops, I did it again. I wasn't going to do it. Oh, well. So how much scandal does it take? How much do we allow to happen? Here's a guy, like I said before the break, who is arguably responsible for ultimate death of millions of people globally who possibly don't even know where the United States is, and possible death of the planet. And this filthy little animal, this insect, is doing this. And who's stopping him? Nobody. Nobody. So again, how much more of this we put up with? Now, simple Scotty McClellan was approached today at the press briefing about this. Much of the briefing today, as a matter of fact, focused on this story that, much like the intelligence work concerned Iraq, the Bush crime family fixes environmental reports around their energy policy. So, the reporters decide, well, let's do this story because we don't have the courage to do a memo gate. We don't have, and besides, Blair and Bush said yesterday that all those reports were wrong, that there was no discussion anywhere, anytime, at all, nothing, now go back to sleep. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about the current problem. Today's massive case of treasonous fraud and mass murder committed by the Bush crime family. First reporter says, Scott, the Government Accountability Project has obtained internal White House documents that show that a White House official that used to be a lobbyist for the oil industry has doctored and edited scientific reports in ways that consistently emphasized uncertainties about global warming. Uncertainties, by the way, that the vast consensus of science doesn't think are uncertainties. And I wonder, Scott, does the president think that helps the credibility of his administration on scientific issues? The person, by the way, Scott, in question is Phil Cooney. Does he have any scientific background at all?
Actually, I disagree with the characterization. I think that your characterization is contradicted by the scientific community. The National Academies of Science came out with a report in 2001 that was requested by the president. It took a look at the science of climate change, and in that very report, it talked about how there are considerable uncertainties.
Oh, my God. No, the direct question, moron, was Phil Cooney. Does he have any scientific background at all? You know, when they can't buy a journalist or a punk talking head like Armstrong Williams, they just let the oil lobbyists rewrite scientific reports on global warming. Huh? How does that make you feel? Especially you right-wingers. You know, you pigs. You pigs who refuse to send your piglets into the military to fight for more global warming. What's wrong with you? You're going to rapture out of here. What do you care? Right? Let your piglet go die now. And I'm sure Jesus will be waiting for him, just like when you rapture, you're not going to go die. What? You don't want to send your piglet? Why not? You people support Bush and his war? Another reporter says, but Scott, administration scientists like Mr. Hansen at the Goddard Center in New York, a NASA scientist for 25 years, and other government scientists have come forward saying that the the making of science into politics in this administration, these are not Democratic activists, this is a scientist who works for the government, that making all this into politics has reached an extreme. And they report to instances like Mr. Cooney's doctoring of these summaries, scientific summaries, as proof of that.
I encourage you to go look at the reports, because one of the reports that you highlighted was widely praised by the scientific community, including the National Academies of Science.
True to form, simple Scotty won't acknowledge any misdeeds at all, just keeps catapulting the propaganda, right? Huh? Politicization. Oh, it's hard to say for me. You know, don't forget, I still got stitches in my mouth, okay? Leave me alone. Still another reporter tries to get a real answer from Scotty. This reporter says, well, Scott, there's ample evidence that you guys are... Do you like that? That you guys are... And then he stops. He says, well, that the policy people are putting their own spin on the science. You know, like the Intel reports on weapons of mass destruction. So if you go back to June 2003, an EPA report on climate change had a whole section on climate change simply deleted, Scott. And in the October 2002 draft of Our Changing Planet, Cooney says, many scientific observations indicate the Earth is undergoing a period of relatively rapid change. He changed that into maybe undergoing a period of relatively rapid change. He cut out a section of another document, Scott. I can read that to you if you want, but you get the idea. The science is being overwhelmed by the politics. Is that not a fair criticism, Scott?
Our reports are based on the best scientific knowledge. There are a number of scientists involved in this. The Office of Science and Technology Policy is involved very much in this process, and the head of that office is a well-respected scientist, and he has signed off on these reports because they're based on sound science.
I'm not that tired old line again. The Office of Science and Technology Policy is involved very much in this process. Do you know what the Office of Science and Technology Policy really is? That's Dick Cheney's bathroom. That's the Office of Science and Technology Policy. You know, this is newspeak. Okay, it's time for our nightly, not nightly, but our occasional, here we go, you ready? It appeared that there had even been demonstrations to thank Big Brother for raising the chocolate ration to 20 grams a week. And only yesterday, he reflected, it had been announced that the ration was to be reduced to 20 grams a week. Was it possible that they could swallow that after only 24 hours? Yes, they swallowed it. They swallowed it easily, with the stupidity of animals. The eyeless creature at the other table swallowed it fanatically, passionately, with a furious desire to track down, denounce, and vaporize anyone who should suggest that last week the ration had been 30 grams of chocolate. But isn't that how it goes here? You see? The Office of Science and Technology Policy. My God! They're very much involved in this process, dumbass reporter. And the head of that office, dumbass reporter, is a well-respected scientist, dumbass reporter. Of course, none of his credentials have anything to do with the science or the technology of rapid global climate change. Matter of fact, he went to veterinary school. But he is a scientist. Oh, In our last clip from Scotty tonight, this answer pretty much sums up the Bush administration attitude, or the Bush crime family attitude, toward just about everything. The reporter says, now listen close. The reporter asks this question. Scott, in every example that we have seen, and Mr. Cooney's and Mr. Cooney's changes and deletions from these reports have been to the effect of making them less critical, less stringent, less apparently in need of immediate action. In other words, Mr. Cooney has done everything in the examples we've seen to pull back from a true worst-case scenario. He is not a scientist, Scott.
Oh, that's your opinion. I think your opinion's wrong.
That's your opinion. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, that's your opinion. You know. No, the facts are nothing. Facts are inconvenient things to the Bush crime family. So I ask you again, Truth Seeker, how much longer? How much longer are we going to put up with this, we being the American people, those of us who are still able to think and reason and use logic and understand that these bastards are trying to kill us all? How much longer before we say, no, you're not going to kill us, you're not going to kill our children or our grandchildren, we're coming for you?
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you value your right to privacy? Then pay attention to this. The Bush administration has given the U.S. military access to your personal records in a domestic spying program far more ambitious than anything undertaken in the past. Since 2002, local law enforcement and other government agencies have been making information about civilians available to a Pentagon power center most people have never heard of. The name? The U.S. Northern Command, or NORTHCOM. Mother Jones reveals that NORTHCOM has been skirting privacy laws by forging partnerships with private data miners. Because most of NORTHCOM's activity takes place in secret, very little is known about exactly what kind of information the center is gathering and on whom. Are there any laws keeping the Pentagon from spying on you? Not really, but there should be. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listener Link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's More of Mike Malloy.
Runs the all-time loser. Headlong to his death. Oh, it feels a business.
10 before the hour. All right, let me squeeze in these last two sound bites. This is Bunny Pants today. Mr. Bush, the capo di tutti capo, at discussing strengthening Social Security. You know, cleaning up language was one of the things that Winston Smith's colleagues were involved in. Like one of his cohorts, his co-workers said, you know, we don't need all these words that mean the same thing. If we have a word good, then if something is not good, it's ungood. Good, ungood. And if it's really not good, then you can call it plus ungood. If it's super not good, you call it double plus ungood. But there shouldn't be a whole list of antonyms for the word good. Good, ungood. Double plus ungood. All right, well, here's Bush falling into newspeak once again regarding strengthening Social Security. You see? Strengthening Social Security. That's what he was talking about. But no discussion of Social Security for this moron is complete without his favorite topic du jour, which is biodiesel. Now, don't send any more emails, okay? Because you and I came to the clear understanding last night that there's a difference between petroleum-based diesel and biodiesel. Okay, so, his favorite topic du jour, because somebody said, get out there and talk about biodiesel, but don't forget to put the bio in front of it, okay? So, we have this little clip for you. Oh, and did you know that we now measure coal in years? You know, whatever happened to tons? And listen to the statement at the very end of the soundbite that's going to just infuriate the Christ killers.
We need to spend money on research and development to figure out how to use soybeans, for example, to develop fuel. Now, I went to a plant the other day in Virginia, a small soybean refinery, where they're making soy diesel fuel out of soybeans. The more diesel engines there are that can use soybean fuel, the less dependent we are on foreign sources of energy. It makes sense to explore ways to make sure that we can use corn or soybeans to diversify away from oil that comes from a foreign country. We're spending money on clean coal technology. Do you realize we got 250 million years of coal?
All right, first things first. He says we need to spend money on research and development. There is no money, jackass. Not only did you give it all away to your rich friends, but you've put the country $500 billion in debt just on a yearly basis and sunk a $7 trillion in debt on the national debt. So there is no money, halfwit. Now, the last line there where he says, and I don't know who he's talking to, middle school kids? I don't know. He says, do you realize we've got 250 million years of coal? What? What? The Earth has only been here for 10,000 years, halfwit. Max 10,000 years. What are you talking about, 250 million years of coal? 250 million years of coal? I'll have a year of coal, please. No, that'll fill up my basement. can I have a week of coal? All right. Can you give me 6 hours of coal? Is this the stupidest half-wit ever to crawl around and somehow pull himself upright and walk? I it's just beyond belief to me. But listen, all you Christ killers out there, I'm sure the Family Research Council is going to jump on this one. Do you realize we've got 250 million years of coal? There was nothing 250 million years ago, you moron. There was just the void. The void. Now, some of you may email and say, well, Mike, he's talking about the future. No. Coal is caused by the compression under tremendous heat and pressure of organic materials. So if he says we have 250 million years of coal, he's going back 250 million. If he's going forward 250, we're not going to be around 250 million years because Christ is coming. It's not going to take a quarter of a billion years to stack the dead body so high that Jesus will be pleased and will step out of the clouds and say, ah, my children, you've done a good job here. Here, let me hold up my robe so I don't get blood all over me, and I'll come down here and rapture all of you sick bastards right into hell where you belong. 250 million years. You got time for a last one? Okay. And because no discussion of Social Security is complete without some gobbledygook about the March of Freedom with catapults, some war propaganda, youngsters, I don't know, you decide.
Freedom is on the march. For the youngsters here today, I want you to pay attention to what's in the news. You're living in a remarkable period.
I don't pay attention.
Just think about what has happened in a quick period of time.
Mass death?
Millions voted in Afghanistan.
And died.
Millions defied the suiciders in Iraq to vote.
And died.
People turned out in the town squares across Lebanon demanding freedom. In the Ukraine, there was a freedom revolution.
Freedom revolution.
People in the world want to be free, and the United States of America will promote democracy.
And genocide.
Promote freedom movements for the sake of peace and stability.
And torture.
Yeah!
The United States of America will promote genocide. Will promote torture. I don't know. Is it possible to get, you know, I was thinking tonight, it was so weird tonight, being a little bit out of time and space, driving through Atlanta at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday night, that's like, whoa, wait a minute, the universe just tilted, I'm supposed to be in the studio. And I was thinking, after I turned off my program because I couldn't stand it, how does one work up the rage? The way you do, in the way I do. You know, how do we keep working up the rage, and to what effect, to what end? Is it time, maybe, that 10 or 15 or 20 million of us took to the streets, you think?
Malloy on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Lauer, and Sunday night, the Discovery Channel and I want to find out who's your greatest American.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
George Washington.
Who's done the most to shape your values and culture?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who inspired you and changed the way you live?
Muhammad Ali.
Now you get to vote and decide in Greatest American, a four-part series on the Discovery Channel, hosted by me, Matt Lauer.
For the people, by the people.
greatest American, Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
Preposterous!
Is Posture D ahead of its time? Apparently. The Surgeon General's report on bone health says that deficiencies of vitamin D, calcium, and phosphorus can result in weak bones. Like we said, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4, $6, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Callers save an average of 30% in payments every month. So gather your bills and call now for a personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. A father and son have been arrested with two other men as part of a terror investigation in Northern California. U.S. Attorney McGregor Scott says the 23-year-old son, Hamid Hayat, admitted to attending an Al-Qaeda training camp in Pakistan.
Hamid admitted that he had, in fact, attended a jihadist training camp in Pakistan for approximately 6 months in 2003 and 2004.
An FBI affidavit says he and others were, quote, being trained on how to kill Americans. Scott says the investigation continues and more arrests are possible. Meanwhile, a member of Lodi's Islamic community says he is absolutely certain the two accused do not have any ties to Al-Qaeda. President Bush is again promoting his campaign to overhaul Social Security. In the third month of an active campaign, Bush said Social Security needs urgent and aggressive reforms. Despite lagging public polls and lukewarm congressional support, Bush vowed to stick to a simple strategy.
And it's a fact that fewer people are paying into the system, and it's a fact this system is going bankrupt. I'm going to keep talking about it. My strategy is pretty simple. Explain the problem to the American people, and keep explaining it and explaining it and explaining it.
In the D.C. speech, the president insisted that people at or near retirement age will not be impacted by possible changes in the government pension program. The internet search engine Google has become the biggest media company in the world by stock market value. It's worth $80 billion. The firm, which only began trading as a public company 10 months ago, beats Time Warner, which is worth just $78 billion. John Tarrant reports.
The valuation of $80 billion comes in spite of the fact that Google's annual sales total just $3.2 billion, a fraction of Time Warner's $42 billion. Some analysts believe Google shares are now overpriced. Others maintain its high stock market value reflects its future earnings potential and could go as high as $350. Google now dwarfs the more traditional media companies like Viacom, owner of CBS, and Walt Disney, which both have stock market capitalizations of between $50 and $55 billion. When it floated in August last year, its shares debuted at $85. Google makes most of its money from the sale of advertising that sits alongside the search engine results. John Terrett, New York.
Two former America West pilots have been found guilty of being drunk while at the controls of a crowded jet that was set to take off from Miami on a flight to Phoenix. Pilot Thomas Cloyd and First Officer Christopher Hughes were convicted of a third-degree felony charge of operating an aircraft while intoxicated. Both men were fired by the airline a short time after the July 2002 incident. They face up to 5 years in prison. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4, $6, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? We'll learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One One Service are non-profit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
Politically Direct with David Bender.
When Howard Dean was elected DNC chair, he turned to one host for his first Air America interview. When Henry Hyde finally admitted he might have been wrong to lead the impeachment of Bill Clinton, one Air America host got the first public comment from Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. When Whoopi Goldberg wanted to do a long-format interview about politics and Hollywood in Bush's America, she sat down with one Air America host. That host is David Bender. Tune in Sundays for the best Sunday political show anywhere. Politically Direct with David Bender.
Back, 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Still live. Short program this evening, 2 hours instead of three because of duties tonight I was asked to fulfill as a presenter at the Film and Video Award ceremony here in Atlanta. Sheila writes in, Mike, the reason they don't have any scientists is because they've killed them all. That's very true. The Bush crime family she's referring to. Now, last one here. In addition to fixing, that means lying about the intelligence surrounding the war in Iraq, and now lying about global climate change, now turns out that Bush's decision not to sign the U.S. to the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty was a result of pressure from ExxonMobil. That's according to U.S. State Department papers that were seen by the Guardian of London. The documents emerged as Blair visited the White House for discussions on climate change before next month's G8 meeting. And, excuse me, these documents reinforce suspicions around the earth, around the world, but the truth that we know here in the United States of how close ExxonMobil is to this thuggish criminal administration, and the role that ExxonMobil plays in making U.S. policy, not just where it concerns energy, but where it concerns global climate change. And you environmentalists know this, and I do apologize for not discussing more environmental issues on this program, because everything else is ant droppings compared to what we are facing as a planet. Somebody emailed me and said, well, you know, it's who sent me this? Was it Kate? Yeah, Kate. She says these policies won't actually kill Mother Earth. Mother Earth will just try something different. Life will triumph. What kind of life is hard to imagine? Maybe something that can live with radiation and mercury and whatever else mess we leave. So, the planet won't die, just several billion people. Oh my goodness, Kate writes, I hate these people. Yeah. No, the planet will not die, my understanding, until the sun explodes. And that's, what, 4, 5, 6 billion years from now. Unless, you know, there's that always that possibility of that errant meteor or comet. Anyway, these documents that show how ExxonMobil, now ExxonMobil, this is the largest corporation, of course, in the history of humankind. What was it? They were valued last year, or this year, at almost $500 billion. $400 billion. It's impossible to even comprehend. It says here, in briefing papers given before meetings with the U.S. Undersecretary of State, Paula Dobrianski, between 2001 and 2004, the Bush administration is found thanking Exxon executives for that company's, quote, active involvement, end quote, in helping to determine climate change policy, and also seeking ExxonMobil's advice on what climate change policies the company might find acceptable. They are killing you. Do you understand it, Truth Seeker? As surely, more slowly, of course, but as surely as though the Bush administration takes a gun to your child's forehead and murders him or her. Do you understand that? That's hard for me to understand, too, because I think to myself, you know, if somebody ever approached Molly or any of my children that way, I would turn into a raging beast, and it probably wouldn't happen until they killed me. But this is long-term murder. And it's astonishing, isn't it? Here a corporation that is worth $400 billion, and these, here it comes again, I can't avoid it. These sons of bitches want more. They want more. And they're willing to sacrifice you and your mama and your children and your auntie and your Uncle Harry and your nieces and nephews and children yet to be born by your sons and daughters. They will sacrifice them. Do you understand that? They will murder them in the same manner, though more slowly, as they are murdering children in Iraq. And some of you folks wonder why I call this the Bush crime family. Or why I call him the giggling murderer. Or collectively, these killers. This is murder. What the hell do you call it? What do you call it? There is no uncertain scientist, a science where it concerns the dumping of tons after tons after tons of hydrocarbons into the atmosphere. This little thin shell of protection that we have around this planet, beyond which is nothing but vacuum. I can't get my mind around it. Can you get your mind around other human beings who desire to kill you and your children and your grandchildren so that they can make money? Kill you at home, kill you in your bed, kill you in your shopping mall, kill you in your school, kill your children on the playgrounds and streets where they go to school and play. Murder them, kill them, kill them, kill them. That's what they are doing. That's what they're doing. The papers that the Guardian got a hold of further state that the White House considered Exxon, quote, among the companies most actively and prominently opposed to binding approaches like Kyoto to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Now, Exxon has been saying for years, publicly, that it had no involvement in U.S. government's rejection of Kyoto. But the documents obtained by Greenpeace under U.S. Freedom of Information legislation demonstrate beyond any doubt that that's not the case, that they're lying, like Bush lies, like Scott McClellan lies, like John McCain lies, like all of these murderers lie. So there's the documented proof. Just like the documented proof of the lies told to get us into the war in Iraq. I do wonder. Sometimes when I cuddle up with Molly, take a little, for her afternoon nap. She sleeps from maybe 4 till about 5 o'clock. And sometimes I'll go up to her room. We've got, it was a spare bedroom. We put a crib in there. And instead of putting her in the crib, I'll take the New York Times and A section. Or Tuesday, I take the science section. And I'll take her up, and I'll lay down in bed, and I cuddle her up in my left arm, where she's in the crook of my left arm, her head, and snuggles up. You ever snuggled up with a 10-month-old? Oh, Jesus. There's nothing that good. And she'll whine for a minute, and then I'll bring her teddy bear over and cuddle up with the teddy bear, and off she goes to sleep. And I'll lay there and read the paper, and I might doze, but I'll read the paper, and I'll look down at her. And I just think to myself, why would someone want to kill my little girl? Why does somebody want to destroy her ability to breathe? Why does somebody want to change the climate of this planet into an inferno? Why are our leaders not leading? And producing science that says, look, Americans, let me tell you something, and we're going to do this because we're Americans and the rest of the world will follow us. We're all going to get into hybrid cars. We're going to get rid of these internal combustion engines eventually. We're going to absolutely stop the dumping of phosphorus and mercury into the atmosphere because of these coal-fired plants. We're going to put in scrubbing equipment. We're going to clean up the lakes and rivers. We're going to do all this. And you know what, Americans? We just might, maybe, possibly, save our own lives. Why isn't that happening? So I lay there with Molly, and I read the Times, and I look down at her, and, you know, she gets into that deep breathing pattern that little kids do, little babies do, and I just think, you know, why does somebody want to kill this little girl?
That one of these days we're going to have brand new types of cars. And we'll be more better at cleaning our air.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the 7 key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
So call 800-423-3100. That's 800-423-3100.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown.
Like a dog without a bone. Exxon. In the news, in the papers released through a to the Global Climate Coalition. Exxon is shown as being, as having more input into U.S. Climate change policy than any other entity. The Congress? Forget about them. You? Me? Don't be funny. Exxon is seen in the papers that have been gotten by The Guardian to share the White House's unwavering skepticism of international efforts to address climate change. Skepticism? You filthy killers. And the part I don't understand, they have to breathe on the same planet as I have to. They have to depend on crops to produce food, whether it's plant-based or animal-based. They have to depend on weather patterns to guarantee that fishing stocks remain viable enough where they can be fished, where they can be harvested. In other words, they have to depend on the same ecosystem as I do, as you do. They being the people who would kill you and kill my 10-month-old daughter and kill your grandchildren and kill your mama. And in doing the policies and laying out the policies and promoting the policies in writing their policies into U.S. law, they're killing their own mamas and their own aunties and their own children. Will someone explain that to me? Are these filthy pigs that greedy? This is a company valued at $400 billion. Are they so greedy they will sacrifice their own children to make more money? To what end? Where are they going to go to spend it? Well, that's one way to look at it, right? Where are they going to go to vacation? What are they going to eat or drink? What about the onslaught of tropical, up to this point, tropical diseases as these diseases work into the temperate zones? Like, oh, I don't know, how about the bird flu? West Nile virus, how about that one? Bird flu hasn't really taken off yet, just a few places in Southeast Asia. What about the West Nile virus that up until about 4 or 5 years ago was unknown beyond, as its name indicates, certain tropical African countries? And now it's in every state in the Union, I think, except Oregon. Hundreds of people now, thousands of people get infected now in the United States, and a couple of hundred are dying every year. That's the part I can't understand. I'll never understand why someone wants to kill my 10-month-old daughter, make her suffocate or starve to death or become so irradiated that she gets melanomas and dies of cancer because the protective layer of ozone is utterly and totally and completely eaten alive by hydrocarbons. I don't get that. You know, why would someone want to kill Molly Malloy? Why would someone want to kill your baby? And that's exactly what Bush and Exxon and the rest of these swine are doing. So again, the question, and then I'm going to go to the phones. We're not going to get to the topic I want to talk about, which is the United States leads in mental illness. No surprise there. But I'll ask the question again that I've asked a couple times tonight. At what point do you and I, and Kathy, and your partner, and your family, and my family, and their family, all these folks, go into the street and say, this is enough. This is enough. You lied us into war. You lied to us about the environment, about climate change, about science, about stem cell research, about clean water. You lied to us about clean air. You lied to us about the troops. You lied to us about the Veterans Administration. You're lying to us about Social Security. You lie about the economy. You lie about this. You lie about that. You lie about everything! And we're not going to listen anymore. Get out of town! Huh? When's that going to happen? When do you think?
When it rains, it pours out of a poisonous sky. In California, the body counts keep getting higher. It's evil out there, man. That state is always on fire. Everyone has a system, but they can't seem to win. Even Bob Geldof looks alarmingly thin. I got to get on that shuttle, get me out of this place. But there's gonna be warfare up there in outer space. It's been a hard day. How much is it all worth? It's getting harder to understand it.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomega.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local Vitamin Shoppe.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore.
There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it. That you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix Sport in one game. Zavix Game. Get off the couch and into the action.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomega.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill with lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. I want everybody to go out there and walk past their local newsstand and tell me what they see. The marketing towards the young urban demographic has gotten completely out of control. Every magazine you see, whether it's Vibe, Double XL, Source, whatever it is, they're all talking about the thug issue, the gun issue, the jail issue. We're going to take these magazines and dissect them from top to bottom, and we want to know what you think. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, baby, this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Okay, I just want to share with you part of an email I just got. I'm not going to call the person's name because I don't want to embarrass the person. I'm being kind of a snot reading this on the air. I admit that, but I don't know. How I could have gotten, it was a longer email, it's just a few sentences out of it. It'd probably be best, if I were a nice guy, I probably wouldn't read this, but I feel like somewhat of a creep tonight. So the emailer said, I would like to start by saying I try to listen to at least part of your show every night, even though I consider myself a moderate with liberal leanings and not a full leftist. It's nice to hear the other side of arguments. It helps me to decide based on various evidence for myself. On tonight's show, you said the Earth is only 10,000 years old. I'm wondering what your evidence for this is, because all the evidence I have seen includes bones of various life forms that are hundreds of thousands or millions of years old. It may seem trivial, but it is the one thing you have said since I started listening that expressly goes against something I have been taught. So I'm just wondering what the evidence is so I can examine it for myself. Kathy just rolled her eyes. I emailed the person back and said, look, that's parody. It's sarcasm. It's referencing these phony Christians who claim that everything was created 10,000 years ago. And I don't know. How does that happen? How does somebody who listens to this program a little bit every night miss that? I don't know. I'm not going to call the name because, you know. So the person who wrote, if you're still listening, Jesus, you really freaked me out. I mean, you just did. As far as I'm concerned, the Earth is probably 3 or 4 billion years old. Oh, never mind. Maybe even 10 billion. What do you say, Kathy? 10? Okay. I don't know. I was with a bunch of filmmakers tonight, and they are weird people. You think talk radio people are weird? Filmmakers and video people? Woo! I mean, it's a good weird, but they're weird because they deal in illusion. And I don't know, there was just something about that whole thing I went to tonight to present an award to a filmmaker friend of mine who is weird. I love him to death. George King, he's from England. He's been here, Kathy, about 20 years? But you know he's weird? He's about 7 feet tall and built like a redwood tree, but I just spent too much time tonight around too many filmmakers and video people, and oh, whoo! who's our main guy on the internet? Eric Blumrich, Bush Flash, is it Bush Flash? You know, I've never met Eric. I love his work. You've seen his work, but I have a feeling that Eric is weird, in a good way, like my friend George. But anyway, I digress. Okay, let's go to the phones, please. All right, Amy is calling from Georgia. Amy, welcome to the program. Thanks for listening. For holding on, or whatever the hell you're doing. I don't know.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, it's great, great, great to talk to you.
My pleasure.
You said so much, and I was already thinking tonight. I've got such a beautiful 3.5-year-old daughter that Cassidy, and I look at her, and I'm like, what's going to happen to her? I want another child. I want to give her a sister or brother.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, what kind of world would I bring another child into when these cats in the White House are destroying everything? They don't care about us. We buy organic milk as much as we can because I'm scared of what they're putting in the cows. We buy organic eggs because I'm scared of what they're doing to the chickens. I mean,
sure.
we try to buy organic beef because I'm scared to eat the foods. I'm scared to eat out at restaurants. I don't know what's in that. We have to filter our water because I'm scared to drink the water. It's honestly, Mike, it's more than I can handle.
I hear you. I hear you.
I get so angry. I work with nothing. I could just cry tonight because I work with nothing but right-wing crazy people. The owner of the company watches Fox News all day at work. We got into a debate before the election because I opened my mouth. I had kept myself quiet, opened my mouth up, and said that I saw Fahrenheit 9/11, and I thought it was a great movie. Well, I mean to tell you, I have never dealt with what I dealt with after that. He would call me in his office and sit me down and say, "You're not leaving my office till you tell me you support George Bush."
Oh my God!
They're that bad. They're,
mm-hmm.
But I have to make a living. I'm having to help support my family, and I have to keep my mouth shut at work
mm-hmm.
all the time. I mean, they. I don't know what to do. I sometimes don't know what to do. I love seafood. I won't eat seafood.
Well, salmon's still okay as long as you buy wild salmon. I live near Atlanta. Do you live? Don't call the name of your town. But do you live in northern Georgia, southern Georgia?
We're just a little bit south of Athens.
Oh, okay. Well, over here in Atlanta, there's DeKalb County. There's a big farmers market, and they have a seafood section, and I've noticed. First of all, salmon is skyrocketing in price, but now they have farm raised, which I wouldn't eat with anybody's mouth, because it's full of pesticides and herbicides and filth and garbage and coloring to make it pink. Then they have something called organic salmon, which is also farm raised, which I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Mm-hmm.
And the part of the fish display that's getting smaller and smaller is the part that says wild salmon that comes from the Pacific Northwest or Alaska.
Right.
And there's a website you can go to, gotmercury.org. And if you go to that website, it'll tell you what fish you can and can't still eat. And salmon is still okay. So I just thought I'd toss that in. The website, again, is gotmercury.org. Check it out, because you're a mom, just like I'm a dad, and my kid is still too young to eat fish, but she's getting close. And I go through the same thing you go through. What kind of food to give her. We try to keep it as natural and organic as we possibly can. That's the reason we go to this farmer's market where food is labeled organic or not. You know, I mean, you have your choice.
Sick. This shouldn't happen.
No, it shouldn't.
The government shouldn't. This shouldn't happen. I mean, there's no excuse for it.
Let me tell you, Amy, you know, you're not alone. Trust me. I know how you feel living in the buckle of the Bible Belt, because I live here, too.
They make me insane. Every time I see a W and a fish, I just want to go the other way.
I hear you. But, you know, what your boss is doing is illegal, holding you hostage in his office until you admit you support this idiot who's operating out of Al Gore's house. And I know the position, and there's nothing you can do, is there?
No, and there's not, and the lengths that they take. I mean, I was raised Southern Baptist and a Christian, and this past year, my husband, bless his heart, has watched me go through a transformation where I've turned my back on religion, on Christianity, the whole thing. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm done with it. It disgusts me.
I understand.
The point of how they are using what should be love, and they're just using it to go kill and murder and blow children up. And how long is it going to be till they start blowing us up?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm angry. I'm angry. Something's got to be done. I watched what they did and what they have done in Bolivia yesterday. 80,000 people showed up, and the president had to resign. what are we going to have to do till we do that, die, our government? How many of us have to die? How many more soldiers have to die? How many more people do we have to kill in other countries before we start standing up for humanity and stop just... It blows my mind. It just blows my mind how it's turned around.
And well,
I'm sorry to go on like
that. No. Oh God, don't be sorry. You have a community here. I've said before, we don't have any solutions on this program, but we get together every 3 hours. Every night for 3 hours to kind of support each other. I mean, it's not a group hug or anything like that. We're not sitting around going kumbaya. As a matter of fact, we're sitting around getting thoroughly pissed. But it is a place where you can come, and I notice you listen on the internet, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is a place where, you know, as long as you have a modem and a telephone, you can be as much a part of those of us who are trying to hold on to our sanity and decide what to do, what kind of action to take, because eventually we're going to have to. I don't know what the action is. I don't know if we can still trust the ballot box. We damn sure can't here in Georgia, as you well know. We just can't. So I don't know. But one of the functions, if not the function of this program, is just to get together here in the evening and say, look, you know, I'm not crazy. There are thousands upon thousands of people who feel the same way as I do. It doesn't make any difference if they live in rural Georgia or if they live in upstate New York or in the middle of Manhattan. There's a lot of people who feel the same way.
It does make me feel better.
What I do know is your boss can't change what's in your heart.
That's right.
Or what's in your head. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I have to say you're the best show on Air America Radio.
Well, Amy, that's real kind. You just stay in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, keep your chin up.
When your only friend is gone, and every time you look around, well, it all just seems to change. But hanging on is easy. When you've got a friend to call, when nothing's making sense at all, you're not the only one who's afraid of change.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I feel my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, drive into Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Yeah, drive into Valero. For all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
But, Dad.
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
If it's not arsenic in the water, I'd be worried about it.
What is it that you'd be worried about, stupid boy? Thanks to the crew tonight, program engineered in New York by Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac. David Fizikas answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben in Illinois runs WhiteRoseSociety.org, where you can pick up the archive of this program. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. He lives somewhere outside the city in New York. And Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thanks to the moderators also at MikeMalloy.com, at the message board. You folks do a wonderful job, as always. Thank you. Appreciate it. And if you haven't been there, check it out, okay? MikeMalloy.com, there's a message board, register. If you have Hotmail or Yahoo, you can't register. It's very simple. Use your ISP when you register, and you can be no problem. We have too many freaks who use Hotmail and Yahoo. Not that everybody is a freak who uses Hotmail and Yahoo. You know what I'm saying. You know, unless they're filmmakers. And, of course, our executive producer, Catherine Bay. Two quick emails. First one from Bill. Mike, this lady from Georgia is ripping my heart out, and it's no different for any of the rest of us. About half the nation is literally nuts, and we have to deal with it. We don't have any other option. There are still good, decent, and sane people out there, and we all know how she feels, Amy, how Amy felt. And then this from Eric. Hi, Mike. It's sadly possible that what that awful boss is doing to that woman near Athens is legal. If Georgia is a right-to-work state, a boss can fire someone for just about any reason other than race. I'm not sure, but I think that's the case. God, I hate these Republicans. They're pure evil. Georgia is a right-to-work state, of course. So I don't know what the rules, the labor laws are about. Well, Amy just needs to show up here every night, as she apparently does, and hang out with you people. All right? That's all. A couple more here. One from Carla about Amy, which I'll probably try to read tomorrow night. And this one's from another Amy in Minnesota. This is interesting. Mike, like Amy from Georgia, I also lost my, quote, God, end quote, to the right wing. As a recovering addict, I need my higher power back. I'm lucky to live in Minnesota and work with... I'm lucky to live in Minnesota and work with right-wingers. We can still pray, but we're not sure who we're praying to. Amy in Minnesota. All right. Oh, my goodness. Gene is calling from Providence. Gene, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how
Mike
you doing?
Mike Malloy, Gene from Providence. How's
hey.
The weather over in Georgia?
It's wet and humid.
Wet and humid, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we just went through a month of May that was that broke all records.
Okay, now.
We didn't have a day in the 60s, and we had 6 days of sunshine.
So
I'm not in a very good mood because I like the warm weather, but I know better than to move to the south.
All right, what else you got for me, Gene, besides weather? Yeah.
Okay, how's the war going? Now, do they want democracy or they don't want democracy? Now, I know the administration is failing. I'll tell you why. Because Donald Rumsfeld, I'm not talking about his famous, there are some things we don't know and we know that.
Right.
He finally did what they did in the Vietnam era, right? It took us so long to get out of Vietnam.
Yeah.
Which, you know why the South Vietnamese didn't have the will to win, right? Because they knew they have to go through every man to beat Ho Chi Minh. That's why. We couldn't win that war. I'm sick of that Ann Coulter. But anyway, Rumsfeld finally said something that they always said in the 60s. He said, we're losing more people on the road than we are in the war.
Yeah, and that's...
Now, we lose 40,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
And they always use this as an excuse. And they should be more nervous about the angry American people about losing these kind of lives on the road.
Uh-huh.
Because we don't have public transportation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Rumsfeld is at ease with it. Because
it
relaxes them. Because we're losing more on the roads than we are on the war. Well, I'll tell you what. If they don't want democracy, we better get out of there quick and fast. Now, I say this. Either that falls to democracy and the whole Middle East falls to democracy and they love Israel, or I'm going to be very disillusioned.
Yeah. I don't want you to be disillusioned. Hey, listen, Gene, before I let you go, tell me, how many inches of snow did you get last winter in Providence?
We got a record breaker again.
Yeah?
I don't know how much it was, but it was a huge amount.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do you know Henry Ford went to Roosevelt? I'm not talking Franklin, I'm talking Teddy. And he said, I can put these cars on the road, the Model Ts, on a production line.
Yeah.
I can put these cars on the road with corn, or I can put them on with oil.
Yeah.
And Franklin said, we got so much oil, we use the oil. And when we had the oil shortage, they stuck us with Reagan and Bush on the embargo. I lost my train of thought. Thank you, Mike.
All right. You have a nice evening, Gene. You lost your train of thought. Boy, there's a shock. Good hearing you, Gene. Was it a fast train? How much ice was on the track? No, that happens to me all the time, Gene. I'm constantly losing my train of thought, man. It's whew. Alex is calling from New Jersey. Alex, you got to do this fast, pal.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Yeah, I'm doing. How's the weather in New Jersey?
Actually, according to my car thermometer, which I think is wrong, it's 115.
Okay. No.
But reason I want to talk is ExxonMobil. What they're doing on global warming is exactly typical Republicans on all facets of science, not just
Yeah.
Global warming and, like, evolution and probably when your daughter gets to school, it's going to be, instead of thunder lightning being...
No, I'm not going to send her to public school. I'm going to send her to Mars or someplace. Hey, listen, we got to go, Alex. I'm sorry, dude, but we're out of time. I'll get to you tomorrow night if you call. Well, you can't call in. I'll get to you Monday. No, Friday. I guess you can call in. Oh, hell, I don't know. Hey, listen, thanks for participating tonight. Sorry for the abbreviated program, but we'll be back tomorrow full bore, all right? Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question, 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV.